Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. We have a lovely guest joining us today. Dr. Deanna Mertz-Nagel is joining us. She is a licensed psychotherapist and a board-certified coach who weaves Reiki, aromatherapy, and other healing arts into her work. She teaches practitioners how to ethically integrate psycho-spiritual and alternative practices through courses and supervision. Deanna is the author of Intuitive Aromatherapy, Essentially Soulful Practice, and co-creator of the Essential Soul Care Oracle Deck. Her doctoral studies focus on multi-faith spiritual direction, and she continues her postdoctoral work in Neo-Jungian analytic psychology. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here. I'm really interested in having a discussion with you today about aromatherapy, and I would love to hear what got you into aromatherapy.
It was surely by accident or not. A friend of mine, colleague, friend, many years, probably a dozen years now. I was living in New Jersey at the time. We both shared a space. We were both psychotherapists. And so she invited me to lunch one day, and I showed up, and there was this little box in the middle of the table, and it had all these little bottles. And she started telling me about the essential oils, and I immediately recoiled. I'm like, no, I don't do aromas. I don't do scent. I don't do perfume. I've had a lung disorder since 2000.
Oh, okay.
I have sarcoidosis. So I'm very sensitive to chemicals and candles, and so I was just really like, no, we can't do that. And she's like, no, essential oils are different. And I listened, and I thought, okay, well. She wanted me to try one of the oils, and I thought, okay, I could probably do lemon. I mean, who's allergic to lemon? So I sniffed the lemon, and it was refreshing, and it was nice, and I went ahead and bought a kit because she was my friend, thinking I was going to tuck it under the bed and be done. And it was life-changing. So while I don't necessarily she was representing a major Young Living, a major essential oil company. And while my shtick with all of this has never been to be a big Young Living distributor, that's not that that wasn't my calling, so to speak. But I'm very grateful that the oils were introduced to me because I started using them, and I was told by her and by many other people in the company, use the oils every day in every way. And I'm like, okay, whatever that means. Okay. Didn't know how to use the oils, but I read and I did my own research, and the kit came with all kinds of pointers. So I started using one of the oils in the kit every day for my respiratory issues because that was my big thing. And it was a eucalyptus blend. So I would just put a couple of drops in my hands and rub and then just inhale. And I noticed, like, not immediately, but like within 2 or 3 months, I wasn't like waking up every morning coughing for the first hour of my day. And my husband at the time was like, yeah, there were times when he would have to pertuss my back, like you do with somebody who has cystic fibrosis, where they cup your back and pound so the phlegm comes up. He didn't have to do that. Like all of a sudden, I wasn't well, I wasn't like cured, but the oils were definitely supporting my respiratory system. So from there, I just got really curious. And I started using them in all the ways that they suggested. And then I just sort of leaned into the intuition part of it. And I started putting oils in my diffuser and blending oils, and then in fact, I just talked about this the other day. I used to have this big glass bowl, clear glass bowl with all my oils in it, and I would just randomly pull two or three. And sometimes I didn't even know what that oil meant, but I would get my handy dandy reference and I would read the emotional and spiritual components, and that became my oracle.
Oh, I love that.
It was so awesome. I didn't have to know what these oils specifically were for because my reference guide told me that. But then I would read the messages and put the blend in the diffuser, and that became the anchor for that oracle message for that day because it creates a scent memory.
Interesting. Can you talk a little bit about the scent memory?
Yeah. So, they say if you're a realtor, make sure you're baking bread or cookie or baking cookies when they come in the house, right? And we all know that scent is very powerful. It's the olfactory sense is really incredible, and we all hold a lot of memory around scent. We may not be conscious of that all the time, but it's definitely a real thing. So one of my first scent memories was at a, you're gonna like this, a sniff party.
Oh, okay.
The same friend invited, I think there were 7 or 8 of us around the table, and she would pass around oils and we would sniff the oil and talk about the aroma. And there was one that passed by me. I didn't see the name of it. I did what everybody else was doing, and I had this immediate like welling up of tears, but it wasn't set. It was like joy and remembrance, and it was my grandmother. So I learned that day that scent memory is a real thing. So I would do, I'm a new moon and full moon person. So on the new moon, we manifest. And so I use a young living blend called Abundance. And I use that oil consistently whenever I'm manifesting because I'm connecting the scent with the intention. Right. And so then, if I use abundance in between rituals, that becomes the immediate smell for manifesting. And then in the full moon, I use a blend called release. So I'm connecting an intention with a scent.
I love that. That's very unique.
Right. And then, like, I have geranium here. Geranium is known for producing a feeling of joy. It's connected to the heart chakra. So before I do any of these talks, I just take a drop and I anoint myself on my heart chakra.
Love that.
Yeah. So that was a long answer to that question, but
Oh no, it's fantastic. When I think of, and I'm an aromatherapy junkie personally, like I always have to have diffusers going in my house. I don't know. I guess like for me, I like a very clean, like peppermint. There's something about it. It makes me feel calm and ready to work. Like it puts me in the necessary mood. Yes.
Peppermint.
So I have it all over my house, and I think it's super helpful. I'm sure you're familiar with this, and I probably do not have the right name, but I know at least in your kind of like your local nature's like food stores, like Sprouts, where there's a section on, yes, aromatherapy, but also there's, what is it called? It's like remedy.
Power remedies.
Yes, power remedies that you can use throughout your day, to help you with stress or something like to alleviate that. So I feel like most people don't think about incorporating things like this into their life or into their every day. So to speak, but it's something that I have personally tried to do to manage. Really, I have a stressful job and I travel a lot, so it increases like the opportunities for getting sick. So I take a lot of those remedies throughout the day as well. But I think aromatherapy is really necessary as well, because it contributes to wellness.
It contributes to wellness. It contributes to, for me, it was not just my physical wellness. It was my emotional wellness. It was my spiritual wellness. And for me, it became a portal to my own spiritual awakening. It really, that olfactory sense was like opening up my sixth sense. So it, again, nothing was overnight, but I started seeing that as I used the oils every day with intention, I was able to move forward in life decisions that had me stuck for a very long time. So, and then got me through those transitions. So I'm just a big fan. And I became such a big fan that I decided I didn't need another certification. Have mercy. But
I
I'm
understand.
kind of a nerd that way, so I wanted to learn about the oils. So I became a level one aromatherapist with the National Association of Holistic Aromatherapy.
Amazing.
And then I became level two, mainly so that some of my courses could be accredited for aromatherapists. So I have a course that's all about using aromatherapy within a psychotherapy practice. And it's approved for psychotherapists and for aromatherapists. And so who knew that I was going to blend those two fields together? Like, it was never on my radar. You just never know.
You certainly, you really do never know when spirit, I feel like, is going to show you a completely like left field,
Right.
way of working or into a field that you would have never imagined you'd be a part of in any kind
Right.
of way.
Right. Yeah.
So what I think about aromatherapy, I think I kind of think of it almost as a form of plant medicine. I know when people hear like plant medicine, they think, oh, peyote or ayahuasca or something to that effect. But I think this is another way of connecting to the energy or the spirit of the plants themselves, at least from a healing perspective.
I agree. I think that the plants, well, I would say that spiritually I'm a pantheist, so I see source or God energy in everything. From the food we eat, the plants, the animals, our being, we all have auras. Every living thing has an aura. So I believe that flowers have auras. I believe that plant material has an aura. And so for me, it's like when I open a bottle, it's like the genie's going to come out. The aura of the plant material is going to come out, and that frequency is going to come into my frequency. So I'm a firm believer in the fact that the oils hold a vibration, a frequency, however you want to verbalize that. But I can sometimes feel it, especially with some of the more spiritual oils like frankincense, myrrh, they're real. It's a real thing. Sandalwood, they're very powerful.
So I was going to ask you if I do think that there are certain plants that we, like you were saying, have a deep affinity for or a really close connection with. If you could talk maybe about some of those for yourself and what those experiences have been like.
So when I created the Essential Soul Care model, I created a chakra chart and assigned an oil to each chakra. And there are many oils people can use for each chakra, but I assigned the ones that specifically spoke to me. So the crown chakra, top of the head, spiritual. Frankincense. The root chakra can be frankincense because frankincense is a tree oil. So when we think about root chakra, roots going down into the earth. But I chose cypress. And cypress also doubles as an oil that's good for grieving, so it can be put on the heart.
Oh,
And for the
nice.
heart chakra, I chose geranium. Because it brings up joy. For the sacral chakra, it's vetiver, because vetiver helps us sleep, but it also helps us rev down. And the sacral chakra is all about our creativity, and it's all about our sexuality. So vetiver sort of helps balance that out.
Nice.
The solar plexus is juniper. And I chose juniper because I love the smell, and it's very soothing to me just to anoint my belly. So it helps. The solar plexus is all about our self-worth, and that's why I chose juniper. And then the throat chakra is basil. So that's an idea of how the oils work. But again, if you look up Google chakras, essential oils, everybody's got their own list, right? So it's really about using your intuition to see what fits best for you, right? And that's just being open to experiencing the oil and paying attention to what the resonance is for you.
And do you ever, I know this is going to be an odd question, but out of curiosity, do you ever speak to your oils?
Well, I do in the sense that just as when I'm pulling an oracle deck card from a deck, I might say, what does the oracle want for me to know for today? And so if I'm using the oils as the oracle, I do the same thing.
I see.
Like when I'm picking the oils out of my bowl, what does the oracle want me to know for today?
Do you, I find that when people have a close connection and what I like to call like a divination system, because I do think a lot of these are divination systems, even though people might not see it that way. When you have a close connection with something, usually they will appear in your dream state in some form or fashion. So I was curious to see if you've had any dreams of any of these flowers, plants. I know that sounds bizarre, but sometimes we do.
So I will say not directly, but a few months ago, I was asked, summoned, called, whatever you want to say, by a person I didn't know that well to speak at her, what she calls a passion podium. She had done a workshop called the Oracle Fest, and I was part of that. Then she broke it down into smaller events, and she called this one the Passion Podium. And she said, I had a dream, and this particular podium, if you pictured the Oracle at Delphi, this particular podium had you standing there with flowers all around you.
Oh, I love that.
So she had the dream. But I have a reverence. I just have a deep reverence for, again, all plants, all living beings. But there's something about the oils. And for me, on a very personal level, because I had been diagnosed with a lung disease 25 years ago, and I have pulmonary fibrosis, I'm not one that can spend a lot of time outside. So when I discovered essential oils, it was like I was able to bring the outside in for the first time in a very long time. I felt like I was in nature. So that was very, equally very healing for me.
I can't even imagine. I mean, like you were saying earlier, even just the power of scent, it does like evoke like your memories, but emotions too.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
So, how would you recommend people if they're interested but they don't know where to start? How would they start working with essential oils?
I would say, of course I'm biased about which oils I think are the best, but there are many good oils on the market. But some cautionary notes are, if you think you're going to ingest oils, which I recommend only doing so as needed. I'm very conservative with the idea of ingesting oils. I do think there's a place and a purpose for it. But if you think you're going to ingest oils, make sure you choose a company that endorses the ingestion of oils, because that means the oils meet the purity standard for ingestion. So not all peppermint oils are equal, right? The ones that you get at Whole Foods may be fine for putting in your diffuser, but they likely say on the label, not for ingestion. So if you just use that as a baseline, the oil companies that are using their oils both for ingestion and for diffusion and for application, in my opinion, likely need a higher standard. Okay. And there's, again, there are many good oils on the market. There are multi-level marketing oils like doTERRA and Young Living. I use Young Living, both of those companies, and some of the more reputable companies online. They have what they call starter kits. And that's the best way to get started. Just get, a box of, half a dozen, 10 oils, and it comes with instructions. It usually comes with a diffuser. And that's how I started. And that was my gateway. So the premium starter kit is your gateway drug to aromatherapy.
If somebody has like let's say they do have, I don't know, if they have a lot of stress in their life, or if they do have some sort of ailment, whether it is, I don't know, like physical, mental, emotional, and let's say they did get their starter kit. How do you advise that they begin like discerning, maybe even intuitively, what to, let's say, put in their diffuser to start
Well,
with?
yeah, and that's why the starter kits are good because they usually have some starter ideas. Like, here's some oils to support the respiratory system. Here's an oil blend to support the digestive system. And we don't say to get rid of your headache or to stop the cough. We say supports a certain body system. And then here are some oils that may help you get a good night's sleep. Here's some oils that may lift your mood. So citrus oils are always mood lifters. You pass around a citrus oil and everybody's face brightens. Peppermint is good for many things. So, if you're of an age, you can put a little bit of diluted peppermint on the back of your neck. And when you're having one of those hot flashes, it helps that. Peppermint is good for respiratory. Peppermint is good for if you ingest, it's good for digestive issues, as is ginger. And so you start with a kit of 10 oils, and your intuition and your sense of knowing is going to grow from there. And I always say, really use a handy dandy reference. Like, I've got an app, I've got books, So.
So in your sessions or your teachings, when you're working with people and you introduce them to the power, I'll say, of aromatherapy, do you find initial resistance from people? Like, what's the initial reaction?
In the beginning, I did, but now that I'm known for that, like if they come to me or talk to me or take one of my courses, they've seen on my website what I do. So they already know I'm woo. So if you're coming to me, you're going to get the woo. But in the beginning, yeah, there was a lot of resistance. And I had resistance in the beginning. I didn't understand the difference between the lavender that's in the laundry soap and the lavender that's in a bottle of essential oils. It's very different. One is chemically laden and the other one isn't. In fact, I just posted something about in a group, something about aromatherapy, and the person said, "Oh, I can't handle scent or aroma. I run out of candle shops." And I, all I could say was, I understand. I was the same way, but this is different. And people just don't understand because this culture is inundated with scent, right? Perfume counters and laundry aisles and candle shops and incense. And so people just have to become informed. Fragrance is different than aroma. So if something says fragrance on the label, it has chemicals. So when you see an advertisement for Glade or Air Wick or whatever, and it says with pure essential oils, That means they have taken a few drops of essential oil and dropped it into a vat of chemicals.
Exactly. Yes. I think people don't realize that.
Right.
You know, when you even in candles, I've noticed that too, where the label will read with essential oils, but yes, a majority of it is the actual manufactured, you know, the chemical fragrance oil.
Right. Because essential oils on their own do not linger long in a candle.
Exactly. They don't.
So, they're very volatile, so they dissipate very quickly. So, and there's a couple of companies that have managed to nail it. But if you're wanting a candle that's going to have constant scent, it's going to be chemically laden. There's no getting around it.
Yeah, there isn't. I think, yes, I think that's a definitely people are very unaware of that because the labels can be misleading.
Yes.
So, what would you say is your biggest lesson so far working with essential oils?
No, my biggest lesson. My biggest lesson is, don't think you know what's next on your journey. Don't even think it, because you're not in charge of that.
That is true.
Right. So when I first started using the oils, of course, everybody around me wanted me to be a team member and a team player and a sell, sell, sell. And I did a lot of educating in my community about oils. I did it my way. Like I compared it with, chakras, and I didn't have a lot of standard essential oil 101 classes. It was like comparing or pairing essential oils with creative writing, or, they were all sort of pixie dust workshops. But I thought for a minute, well, maybe I'm supposed to be like a distributor of oils, and that's the turn I made there when I was into. No, the turn that I made was opening myself up to my own spiritual awakening, to being open to what was coming next in my career, being open to working outside the box that I had been taught to be in as a psychotherapist, being willing to stretch and show other practitioners how to stretch. And nobody could have told me 15 years ago that that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, it's very unexpected sometimes where something new is being introduced, you know, in your life. And I think for a lot of people, of course, if you're human, you're resistant to it at first. Like, what is this? How is this useful? What am I going to do with this? You know, but as you stated, you know, I think the most important thing is like to be open enough to what could be.
And so that's what I did. And, when I was introduced to the oils, my career-wise, I was doing something totally different. I was traveling across the country, doing workshops, teaching therapists how to use technology, online therapy. I was like one of the pioneers of that whole field. And I thought that's where what I would be doing for the rest of my career. And no, that was just a springboard to something else.
And I think, you know, honestly, I think that's very, it's always beautiful because I think sometimes in life, you know, we like the comfortable, we like to know what's, you know, what's next. We like the consistency, the predictability. We feel really safe in that. But I think from a soulful perspective, the soul is like, no, this is, we're stagnant. You know, it's time to continue to grow. And that means anything could happen, which, you know, sounds really scary from being a human. It's like, no, I don't want to change that. I'm good where I'm at. Thank you very much.
Well, just this isn't directly related to essential oils, but it happened about that time when I was also reading Danielle Laporte's work. And one of her big things is, how do you want to feel? And I remember doing her little exercise, and I decided to do it during a workshop I was teaching. So I was teaching a workshop, room full of 50 practitioners. I put them in breakouts, and I'm standing in the room going, is this how I want to feel? Because I've been doing this for a long time. And the resounding answer was no. And I had to reckon with that. I got in my car that afternoon, and my contract had been canceled. So, as soon as I accepted the truth, the universe realigned everything.
I love that. I think it's a scary thing for people, though. It's very scary to
It
be
is.
that
It's
honest.
terrifying. It can be terrifying. And I'm thinking, oh, good. Oh, not good. You
Yeah.
know.
Like what's gonna happen
Right.
now?
Now what? And now what came?
Yes. And I think what's so valuable there is that many people have a specific outlook on life, where we don't feel like I'll use the phrase, the universe has our back, or it's looking out for us, or that, there's good intentions behind whatever, the change is going to be. So we automatically assume like the worst case scenario is going to happen, rather than actually, like you said, this it's just a springboard for something even better that's aligned with you that we can't see yet.
And I think that's exactly what happened with me is I became in tuned with what was more aligned to me. I did what I was doing very well, but I also learned that just because I can do something well doesn't mean I have to do it.
Oh, that's very hard.
It is. It is. Like, I did forensic evaluations for 10 years. Okay, I'm done with that. I was good at it, but was it fun? No.
I think people have this belief that, yes, like you said, if I'm good at this, I know how to do this. Again, it's a safe environment. Nothing can go wrong if I just continue to do this, then this is the only thing I should do for the rest of my life.
Right.
And it's so hard to trust, and it's so hard to believe something alternatively. And I think that's where people get stuck.
Well, and for me, I've always been holistic with my health, as holistic as I knew how to be at every stage. It's an ongoing journey. But now I've been given sort of the perfect opportunity to work within my own alignment, and I can work from home, which, given what I deal with my lungs, that's a good thing. So it all worked out. I was traveling, flying all over the country. Well, that wasn't going to last another 10 years. And so this, it just all fell into place.
Which is fantastic. Which is always great when that happens. Well, Deanna, thank you for being here today. I
Thank you
love
for having
speaking to
me.
you about this. And if people want to connect with you, where are they going to find you?
I'm at Deanna Nagel on Instagram, X, YouTube. Deanna Merz Nagel is my website. I offer a free 2 credit hour course on aromatherapy and essential oils, so feel free to do that. I mean, that's a really good introduction. It's focused on emotional use, using the oils for emotions and balance.
I love that. Thank you so much, Deanna, for being here, and everybody, thank you for listening today, and have a great week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye.